Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Now a conversation about sex trafficking. It's more widespread than you might think. And now there's a nationwide move to reduce demand for johns seeking sex from prostitutes by 20% in the next 2 years. This week, organizations in Boston joined advocates in 10 other U.S. cities in a campaign to meet that goal. The CEASE Network, as it's called, which stands for Cities Empowered Against Sexual Exploitation, is spearheaded locally by the Cambridge-based nonprofit Demand Abolition. Lena Nealon is founding director of Demand Abolition and joins us this morning on Morning Edition. Good morning and thanks for speaking to us.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Let me ask you, first of all, to describe how widespread this problem is, the problem that some call sexual slavery.
Vulnerable adults and children are being bought for sex literally in every city across the United States, including here in Boston. And that's why we're really excited about this new initiative. It's the first of its kind, Boston joining 10 other pioneering cities to hit the sex trade at its core by going after the sex buyers.
Let me ask you about the victims, first of all. Who are these women and girls? You say that they're being swept up in the sex trade. How are they getting pulled in, and why do they stay?
What we know is that the average age that a woman enters into prostitution is 15. These women, these children, are coming from abusive homes. We know that 60 to 70% have been sexually assaulted before even entering the sex trade.
All right, let's talk about the buyers, the customers, the so-called johns. What's their profile?
We know that those who buy often are white. The majority have partners. They have girlfriends and wives, and they're educated. And on average, the ones that buy people the most make about $120,000.
As I understand it, the intent here is to target those folks who buy sex. Explain the logic of cracking down on customers instead of jailing sex workers.
If there were no buyers, there would be no business. Buyers are the ones who are fueling this exploitative, inherently violent industry by putting cash in the pockets of pimps and traffickers. We know that organized crime is behind prostitution. Gangs are using prostitution as a way to initiate female members. Drug dealers are turning to prostitution as a more profitable, low-risk crime because traditionally they've been getting away with it. And now we are hitting it at the core. We are going after the sex buyers because they are fueling this industry. And instead, we are providing options for those in prostitution and coming out of prostitution because we know the majority would escape if they felt they had a choice.
What do you say to people who might say, well, wait a minute, for the most part, you know, when a john buys sex from a woman, it's a business transaction between two consenting adults?
It is true that there is a small minority of those who claim that they choose to sell themselves to strangers over and over again. But survivors tell us, and research consistently backs up, that the vast majority want to exit prostitution. And again, by going after the buyers, we really can eliminate this oldest oppression.
Lena Nealon, thanks for speaking to Morning Edition, and very good luck in this effort.
Thank you. I enjoyed our conversation.
Lena Nealon is founding director of the Cambridge-based nonprofit Demand Abolition, which is spearheading a new initiative in the Boston area with cities across the country to combat commercial sex trafficking.